Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. How many of you have ever been fishing? Did you enjoy it? Yeah, it's pretty fun. Fishing is good. Unfortunately, we don't always apply that same joy and fun related to the catching of people. Jesus is there. He's left Nazareth, and you would expect any self-respecting Messiah to begin and end his ministry in Jerusalem. But he's left there, and where has he gone? He's gone to, of all places, Capernaum, where all the Gentiles are. And he's not going there just to take a little trip. It says in our text that he went to Capernaum, and there he made his home. He was there to stay. But immediately he gets up and he walks out to the lake. And as he's walking along, he encounters two men, two fishermen. And he says to them, "Come and follow me, and I will make you fish for people." A little later, he runs across two men in a boat with their father, Zebedee, James, and John. And again, he says to them, "Follow me." And they do. And in that text, it says that they went from there and they preached and they taught and they healed and they engaged people with God's love so that, and as an evidence of the kingdom being at hand. Fish for people. Well, I got to thinking about that and fishing. Now, it occurred to me one day, not so very long ago, that I live on an island surrounded by fish. And that you go to Costco and, you know, to buy a really nice slab of ahi is going to run you $12.95 a pound. So if the fish are out there and I'm here, what would make sense? Go fish. Ah, excellent idea. So I did what any self-respecting person would do and went to eBay. Because you can't fish without fishing stuff, right? So I got online, and you would not believe how much fishing stuff you can buy on eBay. And so I thought, well, the first thing I need is a reel. And so I typed in saltwater trolling reel, because I had visions, you know? Just chugging along on the old boat, catching big old tuna, be great. And I found on eBay a Penn Senator 113H high-speed trolling reel. Yeah. $49.95 on eBay. Sold! And then I thought, well, what would happen though? I mean, that's not that big a reel. It's only about this big. And what if I would catch a really big fish? And I could, if I put out two lines, I'd catch twice as many fish. So where do I go? eBay. And there I found not the 113, but the Penn Senator 114H Special Edition. This big around. It's a mother of a reel. It's a man's reel for manly men. $79.50. $10 shipping and handling. It was mine. Ooh. Now, this is happening over the course of 3 months, by the way. You got a reel, what do you have to have? A rod. You got to have a fishing rod. So, eBay, tuna chaser, 5'9", rated at 30 to 50 pounds, roller guides, slick butt handle, 100% fiberglass. Piece of art. $40. Buy two, they're on sale. I've been doing this for 3 months. Guess how many fish I have caught as I have prepared to troll the waters around me. Well, it's a metaphor. It's a metaphor for how we in the church have heard the call of Jesus to go and catch people. You know, the thing about fishing for some of us is it's not so much the act of fishing, it's getting ready for it that's so fun, right? It's assembling the gear and putting it all together and winding the line on and getting just the right lure. By the way, if you go down to Hanapa'a fishing on Dillingham, you can spend months looking at just octopus lures. Pink, yellow, with feathers, without feathers. Extended skirt, not extended skirt. Hooks with curves, some that don't. We have closed and open, number 8s, number 10s, number 12s. You would never actually have to fish because you could just prepare for it. Well, when Jesus calls the disciples to go and fish for people, they don't form a committee. They don't create a program. They don't, in fact, have a 5-year plan or a strategic plan, all of which is not bad, but they actually fish, which I have found in the last 3 months. You cannot catch a fish if all you do is get ready to catch a fish. In the same way, we cannot live out this mission to fish for people until we actually get in the boat, get a little seasick, and go out and share the word of Christ. We can't do it. Some have said that, in fact, the thing that has kept us from becoming fishers of people is that we were so busy building buildings and building churches that it sort of distracted us from our purpose. That to become church meant to build something and then keep yourself inside of it. Or maybe at the very best, do a little surf casting. I call it safe evangelism. You know how that works? You go down to Alawana Beach Park, where in the concrete wall, they have holes. Did you ever notice that? Do you know what the holes are for? Fishing rods. So this is the Protestant, some Protestant, maybe Lutheran, maybe Episcopalian version of evangelism. You get about that far away from the water, and then a really long pole, and then you just cast like the Dickens, and hope that something will come in. Well, that's one way to fish, or maybe like most churches do, like the Christian church has sort of become doing now, we don't even bother to go out, right? We're sort of like me. We have our rod and our reels and our line and our lures, and we fully expect that while they sit in the closet, the fish will come and latch on. But they don't. When Jesus calls us to fish for people, Jesus calls us to go out into the community to share the bait that young little girl so clearly told us. When I said, "What's the bait?" And she said, "God's love." That's all we're called to do. When we go fish for people, we've been given the best bait there is. We've been given the best bait in the world because it's what the world needs so badly these days. We've been given the gift of grace and the word that brings life and light in the midst of darkness. To those who are hungry, it says, "Come and eat, milk and honey free for the taking." for those who are lonely, we say, come and be a part of this community, but more importantly, let us into your community so that we can be changed and grow. For those who seek comfort, there is a word and love. You see, what we have is the best stuff in the world. But until we get on our boats and into the community, until we ply those waters of the world and share it, well, we're just closet fishermen. I spent the last week with a gentleman named Ray Christensen. And Ray was part of a community. He was called to a small congregation in Las Vegas, Nevada. Not exactly sort of the Lutheran capital of the world by any means. But Ray came to this congregation that was just worshiping, you say, 150, 200 people maybe when he got there. And he began to tell them about Jesus in a new way and encourage them to tell other people about Jesus. And so he decided, let's have, this is going to sound funky, bring a friend Sunday. Right? And for 6 weeks, he trained them and told them, here's what you could tell folks. Here's the gift that you have. And they worked and worked and worked, and finally, Bring a Friend Sunday came. They brought 150 friends. They fished for people. At one point, that church began to grow so quickly, which is not really the point of the story. But so many people were coming to be fed by God's grace. I think he said they went through 3 major building projects, which included tearing their sanctuary down twice to make room because there was so much hunger to be fed. Eventually, Ray, I think he said he verged on a nervous breakdown, took a little time away, and now he is in the thriving metropolis of Kingman, Arizona. Ever been to Kingman? I'm not surprised. I have. Many times. You've been to Kingman. Fabulous place. Right? And he's starting again to teach people to fish. Not so that the church can grow, not so that they can build a new building, but so that people can be fed with this fabulous word of light and love, so that they can be sent out to preach and teach and heal and comfort. The very things that Jesus taught those fishermen. And so here you are, you fishers of people. Maybe we do need to put a nice Cape Cod yellow hat on your head and send you out into the world where it is dangerous and where there's seasickness and there be sea monsters out there. But it's only out there that you can fish, that you can share the gift of God in Jesus Christ, the gift that is given freely to you and to the whole world. The I love you of God. And so as Jesus said to the disciples, come and follow, and I will make you fishers of people. And so God says the same to us. Come and follow Christ. Go out into the world and share God's love so that you too can fish for people. Amen.